I do not know. Sorry, I just realized I had never hit record on there, so thankfully they had not caught any of our audio feedback, but
that was the he gave us the money in order to maintain the rent.
In order to maintain the rate or in order to maintain the rents.
The rents. The right percent of rents.
Okay, so okay, so this village initiative section, I kind of debated about whether you should stay here or whether they should move to the relevant other categories, right? Ecosystems and carbon. How do you put them all out? Water and that sort of thing. And I guess this relates to what this whole section actually is, right? That it has been called how we're reporting. And then I changed it to bird forest and regional. And then I changed it back. And in the car on the way over, I was thinking, well, maybe it should be called something like river forest and regional goals. The idea and the village initiative section was to, you know, call out the lovely stuff that the village is doing. The other sections right now are more what do in these areas. So I don't know. But I didn't write these sections either. I feel like I actually don't quite know enough about them. Like I'm not sure exactly what we say about each of them. And I think they would either divide them up or have enough background to just put these sentences together. But the larger issue is where does it belong? So let's go down on the other side to the next. So the next issue is regional goals. Again, the planet briefing needs to be securely headed down. It's not with that because so keep going down to the others and sort of see how short I mean all the others, right? Redistribution compact and I just there was so much text there before and I just cut text out. Even in that summary that we have a five charter. So I think planning green is different, but I don't know, it's going for like 50, 75 words, although the
we should sort of bring on these.
Well, then we just like move on. Okay, let's
it was not a final report of
join. I mean, it almost should be anything that our village is committed to. which is also the Paris Climate Accord. So.
Well, right, and I think Shannon actually has some slides for the greenhouse gas and wants to kind of have awareness of the larger context in which we're force operates. I think we should have something, but yeah, we might need it. Limit or something. But when we talk about Steve later, you know, it's a little bit special culture with so many frameworks, right? Like, cool. But anyway, so those are the sections that run here. So knowing that, two questions I have for the group will run. What do you think about calling this your report is formation of cultural goals and impact? That's what I come up with.
Yeah. Can you say that again?
Your report is regional goals and impacts.
Yeah, probably the reinforced pieces for that, isn't it? But probably not, actually, because we do other things are not the reinforced.
So they are, but they are a creative part of what we're going to be with too, right?
I got you.
And so then the other question is, where do those initiatives go? If they stay in this section, then we can call it the next initiatives. If they move to
there's the marketing piece, and then there's the more like practical.
What can you do?
And like so the marketing piece is like what we're kind of talking about here, which is all the things we've done in the Village of River Forest to meet these goals and objectives.
Well, right, because residents, you know, can't put in permanent LED or a bias on the street or whatever, right? This one section within the bottom, the village certification. So the Tree City, regional accreditation of your buildings, had the Soul Smart designation, and now you can also, I don't know, the city readiness is not right.
We don't have that, yes.
Yeah.
But it would, for example, be long under. Section, right, where most of it is just do I don't like you're able to whatever section has a village is doing.
So on the question of where does River Forest has done or is doing, where should that live? What do people think? Like I'm not a marketing person in my head, that's like at the beginning of the document, right? Here's all the cool stuff you've done, and then it kind of gets into the here's how you can participate or be more sustainable.
I think if you want to be more passion-oriented, you should look at passions first. But otherwise, you might never get
you. So that's the question. I'm like, what is the objective of this time? As well as
other. What you can do, what the village has done, and you know, the strategic goals and regional context of those are like three big buckets. But I kind of need to do that just because it's going to complicate, like, people all the way back up. Oh, I'm sorry, I want to tell you that page, but we have a nice, simple, like, four or five, and we would have to. we're going to do. So for example, any of those, you can just add a bullet to each section that's sort of like what the village.
Only because adding another layer, I think, takes us further away from what the objective is, which is the simplifies.
Yeah. So I kind of like that, actually. So each section, we like what the village is doing. Doing, and then
move. So we'd be moving the stuff from this section.
Not all of it, just the part about the village initiatives.
Oh, got it.
I was just listing the things that I could think of that the village had done. You might have done more things.
Yeah, that's what
I'm going to Google out there. Right, but I'm really putting my notes in all the news. The train stations and sort of this being on the same cohort, all of that, doing the EV readiness thing that will go under emissions. The LEDs, I feel like it's kind of a really great event and like placed all of it in place with LEDs. And I don't even remember something.
Yeah, I think it was a lot of just energy efficiency within the operations of the pumping station itself.
So, oh, we did we quite a bit
you know, trying to find their perspective. I think it would be nice. Sort of feel like really moving on, right? Like, a lot of people don't know about these projects or about these. Okay, so we're going to put them under each substantive category. Each of the categories, you know, what they're looking for. And we'll put it on that page.
Yep.
So knowing we're shooting this out of the section, then it's still something about the report.
I think
we can always go back and check. Yeah. That's short.
Because it's going to be in a better name. Should we have sustainability be in there?
Sustainability, river forest. You can, it's a sustainability page, so.
It's an acronym. Yeah, we should definitely make it an acronym.
And,
yeah,
are we
going to
change the title? Don't forget, river forest, regional goals. Because this is, I don't know where it says river color, river forest.
It's hyperlinked to the actual dummy page. So that's what each of the title hyperlinks goes to, is to those respective pages.
So, I think what I found is that through was just moving through the text. So much. And I kind of was even being for like now 50 to 100 words. I mean, usually you can still be
So let's, what are the action items? So I know we're going to the holidays. I mean, the next meeting is not until January 10th. Okay.
So can everybody use it? And then there's questions down. Like, I would just say, like, if you can get something passable, I would put it up for something. I never.
Set up the newspaper and at some point in the next week or two sends that I have the assignments of who has what if they want that.
Yeah. So in this document, I'll send out one specifically for the website. Each sort of these hyperlinks then has one of your names also at the title of it. So so you have waste less. All right, cool. Um, anything else on this, any questions? Then we throw stuff in chat in the messaging, if you have any comments or anything. Thanks, Matt. So, and I did start sharing my screen like maybe a third of the way through that so Ellie could finally see everything that we were all looking at, so sorry about that, Ellie.
Newsletter science.
Yep.
So, just to quickly introduce that for Gary. So, we have several mediums in which we are a lot of communicating with the village with. There's a weekly newsletter that gets sent out, which is short and sweet. We have reserved space on that, where we can put any content we want or not. There's the monthly, the monthly newsletter?
Yeah, I think the monthly e-newsletter.
So that more substantial, you know, multi-page document, we all have to use, it's fine on the village, and maybe we get a more substantial piece of real estate. So that's a bigger article that we have responsibility for. And then what's the third medium of the page? Is that it?
We use that stuff to, yeah, populate social media posts.
So that's the piece of social media. So we are, we share the burden of producing content. And so we kind of go through this schedule and decide what content we want. It's very often tied to the schedule. And you'll see that. So when we release, when I should break the leaves, it's something obviously that we do in the fall. And, you know, so on and so forth. And then we just kind of split up who writes it, and Seth does a good job kind of managing the dates and when things get different, all that stuff. So.
Are those on review here before they go on?
They're not. So what's reviewed here is what the subjects will be and what the timing will be. As far as actually reviewing the content, that's really between the commissioner and Seth.
Yeah, so typically for the weeklies, try to get them to me Monday morning, and then I basically just send them to our staff who work with the communications people to get the newsletter put together and sent out. Yeah, I really just quickly scan through, make sure there's no glaring typos, you know, no broken hyperlinks, anything like that, and then send it over and let them do what they do. If we have images, I'll include that and get that over. They don't always use them. But yeah, that's basically the bulk of it. And then the monthly ones, we try to get in on the Friday, I believe 2 weeks out from when it's published. So I actually started filling in 2023. These are the published dates for the year. So the weeklies go out on Thursdays, except for the first Thursday of the month. And then the first Friday of the month is the monthly, which sort of takes the place of the weekly.
That is like senior baby grow up.
Really great. I know we're getting like some of the month. 5 weeks is like, what? You know, so this is fantastic. Well, I mean, I'll just say that, like, from a production session, it was really worth it. Say, a production deadline in space or whatever, so it's really seven. And all the staff. But that's kind of part of our.
And going back to this one, these weeklies got a little out of whack recently. I went ahead and posted the student commissioner application for one of the weeklies. I think it was actually the 21st that I did that for. And then I know we sort of had a lot of overlap between your monthly and then the next sort of subsequent weeklies that we had talked about. And then Trustee Gillis had actually reached out about the holiday lights recycling and wanting to get that set up early. I was able to work with Elgin Recycling and they got a couple of pallets out back last Friday. And I just quickly threw that together and sent that over to Matt. So I didn't mean to step on your toes. No, Ellie got something to me this morning. So, yep, I got it over to Matt and then our new deputy clerk, Luke. So, yeah, that's the only recent weekly other than the two that I just sort of ad hoc threw together. Yes, and so then so that will run right before the holiday, so that might make looking at my calendar here. I believe so, yes. The 23rd or 22nd and the 29th, I believe. It ran last week, yeah. Yeah, we have. Yeah, and so tree recycling starts, it's every Tuesday in January. So just keep. So it could, run on the 29th, 30th, and then. Just sort of a 100 word, we could almost use what you provided to Planet Green, I feel like, of just the accomplishments of the past year.
Well, for the institutional updates, I think it's provided.
That's perfect.
Do you want me to resend that?
Yeah, I can even just pull it. And
what we accomplished. I did send that the EV charging station is here, so I don't know if that's something we want to do, but I feel like it's close enough.
I don't think we need that, but we will need to kind of verify that. But we'll stick it on our lawyer.
We need to find your hearing review or something accomplished. And you can go on to
Perfect. I will send you, or I'm sure there's something already in there, but I'll resend it. But let me. Let me see if I can find this here. I'm in the first one. Hang on one second. Yeah, so here's everything we did this last year. I started in the end of August. So.
What do you look at?
The leave composter holiday greens right there. That's all the way down. We have 33 pages now, all the way down to so here is Ellie's contribution for this week.
Nice job, Ellie.
Yeah, we will need, those are the published dates rather than the due dates, so we'll at least need, I think the weeklies publish on Thursdays and the monthly publishes on a Friday, is what I could have that backwards. I thought that's what the case. If it's flipped, I will go in and change. And then that first weekly. And then the
Well, I think we did also say that maybe we would go between like conference.
Yeah, I think the discussion was to, you know, I know everyone's busy. This is a volunteer thing to not have to sort of overexert to get more content than what we have. Yeah. And then does anyone have any ideas for that first one? It would go out right before the holiday lights recycling ends if we wanted to recycle that one more time. I have all of that stuff. already, so I can just recycle what's been already put together. Don't need anyone to take the extra step of emailing me that Monday morning. All right, simple enough.
All right,
yeah, and I believe it was trying to remember. Yeah, Susan, you had discussed that. Let me see if I can pull these up. I don't think I have. I just want to pull it up to find it if I can share it on the screen. I don't have it saved. Oh, yeah.
So this is what
you
set up,
right? Yep. So I just thought we should revisit this because that program has been just about a year now and we have 47 people. Thank you. One thing we talked about earlier this year was to reach out to the 139 people.
Letters and then they fill up and then they wait. Do we know like where we are in the ebb and flow of that?
Can we find that also?
You're supposed to change that.
You can't give your credit card. You're doing something more. And you're
And I think the bill passed, it became law to do the consolidated billing. As somebody who came here from the state, the state takes a long time to develop the administrative rules to actually implement a lot of things. And I think with the Commerce Commission, it has to go through the commission as well. So there's even an additional step before it's fully implemented. It's coming, but yeah, it's... Yeah, I mean, the stuff that was passed this past spring, I would say would finally be fully ready to go at the earliest next summer, is typically how a lot of the thing. Yes.
This was supposed to be amended in June.
It certainly took effect and was intended to be that way, but, I know the agency I came from, there was, things that a bill would pass, take effect in January, and then come that August, like it still wasn't fully implemented, so to speak, and all the sort of...
Just from what I read down prior.
MC Squared is the community solar provider. They basically have a solar farm off somewhere, and subscribers are basically helping contribute to that solar farm being, it's basically like having a solar panel on your roof, but having it somewhere else with this other. Yes. So it's the individuals who are the subscribers who get the energy credits from it, hence the $1 ComEd bill. But then I think it's 85% of whatever credits you get then have to be paid as your subscription fee to MC Squared.
So it results in a 20% reduction in electricity. But what makes it really complicated is that it generates more electricity in the summer months, so it doesn't match up exactly with the decision to go through the monitors. It's hard to see your approval yourself, so you have to come up with it. But essentially, you are buying into a portion of what can be sold, but there's no open cost. It's just,
so the point being that now the community has definitely know about it. Right. That's why you asked Karen.
It has to be simple for the user, not just sign up, trying to figure out who you're pulling at. It's tricky.
You sign up for it, and it's easy. You have to provide it.
So you need to, I like the idea, you need to get some expertise here. I'm not sure. Mark Pruitt is the power chair, that's the name of his consulting company. I don't even know if he's still related to this project or not. So we kind of need to probably find out I can reach out to Mark if he's not the right guy, but I know who is. And I guess you do a marketing blitz. Gary's right, we struggle with that. Like, the messaging is really challenging, especially if like the sign up and all that stuff is challenging. It's hard to.
I don't know about it, you know, like,
person that made this. So I think we need to do a marketing blitz, so social media, you know, mailings, whatever we need to do to get the word out to get it at 47. But we also have to understand this capacity.
And I think there's a bunch of leftover postcards that Sarah had just that are in my office now. Yeah, I mean, I think it's like a box. But yeah, I know Mark was one of the names just in Sarah's memo when she left and I took over of the various energy contacts, but I've not had any.
He was hired by the Municipal Mayor's Caucus to basically like implement the program.
Statistically, that's a very huge goal.
Well, but if you had 47 this year, then I guess the first 47 would be. But you can just a number. Because I almost feel like the only people that come to the community call to the community, then I'm not really a creative person. So you come up with.
But if we could figure out a way to piggyback on events that are like the village is already doing, the park district's already doing, or maybe get volunteers to, it doesn't necessarily have to be someone who's going to explain the ins and outs of every step of the process, but to let them know that it exists and the resources are available on the website. Because I agree, I think that at least, I don't know, to us, it seemed at the end of the day, the description of how it works was fairly straightforward on the website, but obviously, like, there's only so many people seeking out, reading the newsletters or going to the website.
Municipal power all in?
Yeah. Municipal power is complicated. Susan Sherrod explained
it. Are we sure that the office is happening? You're adding that. So it's for the percentage of the village says free, the company is providing free electricity or not.
$0.
And it's an arrangement that has a very long contract, like the contract for like 6 years. So is it terrible that he's spending pushing things into the business this time? So keep the village just for doing, you know, the trust source.
The exception to that, there is a
yeah, the street lights and then the charging station, I believe, is actually tied to the street lights.
All right, let's sake of time, as the model is, my takeaways are less get appropriately engaged. It can maybe help us get to a village goal without just passing off with our own. And then use that to kind of drive a blitz for marketing, you know, revisit community events. I'm not sure what's coming up in the next, you know, winter tends to be less community events, but let's see what's out there. And just kind of re-engage on this.
Could you show the practice as a way to like find out why the people on the list become and also if there's a way to access them, so you know, at least send me a postcard that we could reach out to them.
Money did run out, and the new legislation, which stops all of that, is still tied up in, you know, whatever.
Administrative rules. It is a exciting process if you ever have. Yeah, speaking of goals, I sent everyone the full PowerPoint. This is basically the one page I really wanted to focus on with this. I sent a couple of other documents too. I've met with them so far. They're basically looking for volunteers. Most of the communities are taking a step to form some sort of sustainability commission. Thankfully, we are a step ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Brookfield reached out, really got interested and asked us like how we did the whole commission. Remember, we weren't a commission. We were a park district committee. And then it takes like a whole legislative thing to form a commission.
Yeah, full ordinance, I believe it was 2017, was what I was able to dig up and then send back to the person from Brookfield. I just sent them a quick, you know, this is what we did back then, and
it's the same exact thing.
So cross community climate collaborative is urgent.
So this actually came about with President Aducci working with President Skaman in Oak Park and then Mayor Thompson in Broadview, basically wanting cross community, like a West Suburban climate focused program. They partnered with Gary Kanin and then the Urban Efficiency Group, and Darnell, and then I'm blanking on one of his people had like reached out to me. Obviously President Aducci had named me the point person for this, but basically finding some sort of village goals initiatives and being able to work collaboratively both locally within a village to achieve its own goals, and then share resources with the other communities around us to see who's doing what is working, just this sort of broad collaborative group of people trying to achieve sustainability goals.
I just asked about some of the information that there's a villages in the area at a very high level would make them much more competitive for grants, resources. I would think about sharing resources, but attracting more resources to the region. And as we saw that, I'm just trying to join the region in terms of credit to get into behind us. And then they kind of fell in line with the green goals because they get there. Sort of yearly goals, community work, so the community foundation, that was one of the things. So basically meeting with Darnell and then Winton Jones, who is one of his colleagues, they basically want us to try and identify sustainability goals for the village and then them to be this sort of support, help us develop these goals, basically turn any sort of even broad ideas to action plans. And a lot of the other communities, again, don't have these sustainability commissions. So it's really.
This doesn't compete with like GRC or any of those kinds of things. This is like a joint venture.
The existing plans, if any.
Well, this is like strength and numbers. This is like how can we achieve the goals that have already been set by working with, you know, working with our local community colleagues. And there's a huge element of this too, which everyone's been kind of talking about, which is like instead of like going after EV money just to put in a EV charger, this is a really bad simplified example. EV charger here at River Forest. Why wouldn't we go after a bigger grant and try to do like an internet installation that includes the different communities that are represented here? So it's just there's a big kind of equity piece of this too. Just trying to share resources with the smart base.
Well, it also recognizes that when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions, there are no borders. So what's going on when in the overall view around the so we should be collaborating and working together to show resources. And we're just starting out on property. So collaboration around, and you can talk from the question with the big equity component, but there's two regions developing the land, which is going to be equitable within each village and then across the place.
Yeah, so here's the sort of one, you know, priorities slide, and I can go over to the questions point, which is supposed to be more intended to sort of develop ideas. And then if there's any of the sort of subtopics that anyone in particular is interested in, let me know. So I'll bounce over to that one first. So yeah, place, prosperity, health and well-being, connectivity, living infrastructure, and then resource regeneration. And then so place, obviously affordable housing, any sort of any energy efficiency programs, prosperity, workforce development, economic development, small business development initiatives, health and well-being, farmers market, community garden, promoting access to food, health, safety, connectivity, both physically, transmodal, bikes, bike share, scooters, but also, you know, some communities have issues with high speed internet connectivity. So digital connectivity as well. And then living infrastructure, natural environment, that one speaks for itself. And then resource regeneration, which honestly I figured would be the primary topic that was a lot of people in this commission's interest. Electric vehicles, community solar, recycling, waste reduction, water conservation, CO2 emission reduction, and just to sort of see any goals, priorities in any of these any of these sort of general topic areas, and if anyone was interested in sort of serving as a lead for each one. They had also provided me with this sign-up spreadsheet, which corresponds with each one. And I included this all in the packet this month as well.
So just read up on it. Maybe we'll, you know, circle back to it and whatever you're going to have to kind of tell us what you need from us to, you know,
yeah. Yeah, I had to look that up as well. So yeah, like for example, in the first C4 meeting, I was able to send the group the single-use plastic ordinance so that Oak Park could see what we had already passed and they could, you know, take a step, you know. This is what they had provided, I think, just to sort of begin a thought process. I think the goal is to have this commission involved in the C4 process. It's really what ideas we want to bring to the table, what sort of goals we want that we're focusing in on here locally that we want to share with the broader collaborative.
They meet regularly?
Yes.
And so that is
The structure for each suggested structure for each sort of local sustainability commission, based on these sort of topic priorities. I mean, I certainly don't need responses. I wanted to get this in front of everyone, get your ideas, any sort of just. They do have some deadlines, but I think they're all generally soft deadlines. And we are, you know, pretty much a step ahead of a lot of these other communities. You know, like we mentioned, Brookfield is still figuring out how to set up a commission.
Because they were asking a lot of questions. Like, what's the value of the commission versus, like, a community commission? Like, what is the value of the commission? Okay, so do you want us maybe to put together some, because, like, what best that is spot on? It's like smaller, it's you've already shared.
you know, or some of these plastic coordinates.
Yeah.
You know, I think in our heads we kind of know, and we just need to kind of figure out what we think are the shareable bits.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, because and then if another village chooses to address that through some mechanism other than ignition, right? Like they a bunch of communities could say solar, they don't have enough ignition to have that collaborative goal. So maybe that's just kind of I don't really know.
And I think a lot of it was with getting these commissions set up in every community is to have community members bringing ideas to the table. And we obviously are already very involved in that process. And a lot of this is just to sort of help communities generate ideas, and then they can bring their ideas to C4. Other communities are also bringing things, see what communities are taking, what steps, what actions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, if there's specific action items, like the sentence, unless we'll get to work on them. This is, I think it's really interesting. It's cool and it's good. Yeah, we talk to you all the time. We look at a park all the time because they have resources and full-time employees that do this kind of thing. So this is kind of a natural progression for that.
So Eric, what's the goal of the June event?
So the June event is, there's a lot of goals. You know what I should do? I should make that, just because there's 80 minutes left in this meeting, and I don't think I can cover it. Because it does bite off a lot. It's essentially a call to action for communities on sustainability. And it can be like one day conference kind of format. It's speakers, it's all kinds of things to engage local businesses, community members, and residents, basically, and what they can be doing to, you know, push along further
sustainability.
It would be, absolutely. I would think that would be a big topic, but I'll make sure it is. Anything else on this for now? Obviously, this is going to grow.
I'm anticipating this will be, at least I'll have some additional questions for you guys, ask for you guys probably monthly with this going forward. So,
diversity, equity, and inclusion. One of the first questions seem to be more of a.
That is a great question. Okay. I do not know.
Well, in some ways, this is like the intersection of us and that.
Also, they're all about
reaching
the communities.
So we're not in this. I just had a couple of different things. Student commissioners posted before you leave. Let me get your email again. I was. The commissioner nomination process has been for the last 5 years, there's been kind of like a president of Ducey basically had a pile of applications somewhere. So anytime we get your commissioner, you know, should we go through them and it works, that's it, we're simplifying it that way. There is no more applications. So we need to kind of reach out to our neighbors and friends here at River Forest. If you guys know anybody that would be interested, or even better, somebody has a skill set that we could, you know, we could leverage, that would be interested in volunteering, that would be awesome. Please think about that. The application is up. That's a different one.
That, this is the student one. Yes. I was able to pull this one up.
And so I will send that out, so that if you know somebody that's interested, they can fill out the application.
So you're talking about?
I'm talking about the commissioners, not student commissioners.
Sorry, I had pulled up the one vacancy.
If that's the case, then I actually form your application, then that should go instead of redoing, you know, because something like this obviously should be open, it shouldn't just be.
So if you know anybody, speak out, we'll send that link out so everybody knows where it is. And then, we need another information. So we're going to work on that in the next meeting. Hopefully we'll have it sorted out. Anybody else have other business?
No, we're calling the board only after
that. That's
right. Yeah, probably. In my conference, we'll
there's no other new business or meeting.
Thank you. Have the motion to adjourn.
Second.
Let's vote on it.
All right, Chairperson Simon.
Yes.
Commissioner Charette.
Yes.
Commissioner Chang. Commissioner Lennon.
Yes.
Commissioner Roberts. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Commissioner Veazey. I was just going down the list. Like,
yeah.